From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, why are the conservative Koch brothers trying to stop a transit project in Tennessee?
But first to Ukraine. American troops began military exercises in neighboring Eastern Europe today to send a message of U.S. commitment to the region. Russia is conducting its own military drills on its border with Ukraine. NPR international correspondent Eleanor Beardsley is there in Eastern Ukraine. Eleanor, first, what's been the reaction there to U.S. troops in Poland and headed to other European countries?
Oh, well, I can tell you exactly the reaction from people here. It's provocation. They love this word, but it seems that everything the U.S. does is a provocation. It just seems to be fanning the flames here. Someone today in front of the occupied town hall told me, you know, your vice president was here yesterday, and then they launched the anti-terrorist operation, and he's the one that told them to do that. America's calling all the shots. You never hear them talking like that about the European Union, and people say, why is America in our territory? We're not in your territory. So that's how they see that.
Well, and this, you're in eastern Ukraine where there's these pro-Russian activists. Is it across the board, this attitude?
You know, it's not across the board that they want to be part of Russia. Or what is absolutely across the board is that I have not met anyone here who thinks the government in Kiev and that Maidan in Kiev is legitimate. I feel that people here truly believe that they talk about this group Right Sector, the neo-Nazis, the fascists. They just, you know, it's these fascists, this idea that it's a resurgence of fascism in the west of their country. Some of the less educated people really believe it. But even people educated, they just think this is a puppet junta government, and they don't see why the West is so in support of their junta government and not, you know, their wishes here. They just don't want to be told what to do by Kiev and this illegal government.
Well, Eleanor, we want to ask you about another story that's surfacing of an American journalist kidnapped, and we also saw reports of a Ukrainian journalist being led away by one of these pro-Russian, green-suited, sort of quasi-military people. What's this? Your sense of how safe journalists are?
You know, Robin, it is a little bit tense. It's not at all like working in Paris. First of all, everyone's suspicious of foreign journalists, especially American journalists. And right now we're hearing a lot of people say, Pravda, you know, Pravda, tell the truth. Please don't twist things. Tell the truth. And I asked a woman today, I said, do you believe the Russian media tells us truth? And she said, yes. But she said, the Ukrainian media doesn't. And so I talked to her about that. But the thing is, you know, you'll do an interview. First of all, some people don't want to talk to you. A man flat out told me, you're American media. He said, I can't talk to you. And here's why I can't talk to you, because you'll twist what I say. And then he apologized for not being able to talk to me. I mean, it was kind of sweet, really. But the thing is, today I was doing interviews at the occupied site. And as you interview someone, people start gathering around. You feel them behind you. You smell alcohol. And then somebody comes up. And I'm interviewing a man who was in the siege of Leningrad. He's 90 years old. And some guy comes up, a big burly guy, and asks me for my ID. And so you have to show your ID, and everyone's suspicious of you. And actually, I have a French ID in my fixer. He said, she's from Paris, and that seemed to go over a little bit better than being from America. So, yeah, it's kind of tense now.
Well, we'll leave that for now. But we know that you are trying to get at the roots, literally the roots of what's going on there in Ukraine. And while we've all seen pictures of the former president, Viktor Yanukovych's palatial home, the one that, you know, after he fled the country, overthrown, Ukrainians flooded the grounds to look at this luxury that they did not know existed there. But you visited his childhood home. Where was that, and what was that like?
It was a place called Yanakiva. It's like, let's say, an hour from Donetsk. Oh, it was a grim place, you know, just a mid-sized sort of town, and it's a steel town, and this huge belching factory with like 7 smokestacks, and everything seemed drab, these big brown housing blocks. And even my Ukrainian translator, he hated it. He said, I hate this town. And it seemed that we'd run into people who were odious the whole time. And somebody asked him, he asked directions, and they said to him, are you from Right Sector? And it was just strange. We had, and there was these young guys who were drinking, you know, the occupiers of the town hall, and they weren't very organized, and they were, you're scared of people like that, because you know, there's nobody over them. They're sort of doing what they want. So there was this feeling there that it was just as a place sort of left people there. I asked them about him stealing money, and most people would say, yes, everyone has done it. He's not the only one. It's happened for the last 20 years. And people were kind of mad. Some people were mad about it, and then others said no, he was a good president because he listened to the east of Ukraine. There's also this big thing that people believe that Kiev never listens to the east. Nobody asks their opinion. There really is seems to be a deep divide between east and west Ukraine. I've been in both places now, and they are not listening to each other. They're both going off in different directions. Yet the people in Maidan look like the people here occupying. They're the same kind of people, yet they can't be that different, I'm thinking. If only they could get together and talk. It's very worrisome, actually.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley, as she said, she's been all over Ukraine, right now is in the eastern part of the country. Thanks so much, Eleanor.
Robin, great to be with you.